D'accord.
What's that?
What's that? How about something your wife might make? Pressed meatloaf made out of hog jowls and hog's head, things like this. She makes into a meatloaf she bakes. What would you call that?
Meat out of hog heads and
hog jowls, or stuff like that.
There's south meat.
What do you call the very center part of a cherry? As you eat a cherry, what do you call the center part of it? It's hard. And what do you call the center of a peach? You know, the same part, except it's a peach instead of a cherry. You know, if you say core for both of them, do.
Well, core of the cone,
say you have a peach, and the meat of the peach or the fruity part sticks to the seed. What do you call that? As you know, as opposed to the kind of peach whose meat comes off the seed real easy as you eat it.
What I call the one that the meat sticks to the peach.
Uh-huh.
Press.
How about the other kind that comes off the seed real easy?
Press seed.
What do you call beans that you eat in pods that just sort of snap and put into a pot and cook and you don't have to shell or anything like that? You just eat them in the pods. It's probably the regular kind of beans you eat.
Snap.
How about the large, flat, yellow sort of beans that don't come in pods? What do you call the edible tops of turnips and beets? You know, the tops that you can eat. What do you call corn that you can, you know, eat right off the cob? How about a word for a small squirrel sort of looking animal that runs along the ground? Now, it's not a little squirrel, but it's an animal that looks like one that runs back and forth.
It's not a squirrel.
No, you know, sort of maybe runs from hole to hole or something like that.
A rat?
No, not a rat.
Let's see.
You don't have chipmunks.
You don't have chipmunks. Mm-hmm. How about, what do you call an animal with a real strong odor? You know, it smells bad.
Let's see.